11-year-old James Ortiz and his 17-year-old sister, Veronica Fernandez, are walking a dog along a busy street in Holyoke. It's not actually their dog, it's a neighbor's, but they were looking for a good excuse to get outside after school.
Well, instead of sitting down watching TV when there's nothing on TV, might as well go do exercise. You'll feel more happy, more refreshed and energized.
Veronica and James are new graduates of the Holyoke Health Center's Healthy Weight Clinic, a six-month program that counsels entire families on nutrition and exercise. It was launched last year to address childhood obesity in this largely Puerto Rican community. James says his household went through several changes in those 6 months.
Like, you only get a portion of the size of your palm, like of meat, and you have to have more vegetables than anything.
That those messages have sunk in is great news for Dr. Vinny Biggs, who runs the weight clinic. What he's worried about is what happens to young people like James and Veronica as time goes on.
It's, I think, pretty well documented that if these families have no more engagement, then they quickly return to the lifestyle prior to the intervention.
So Biggs and his staff are trying to jumpstart a second phase of their program. They're recruiting families who've gone through the clinic as mentors for those just starting out. The goal is to develop a support network that can thrive outside the health center's walls. Case manager Nancy Rubert lays out the mentor's tasks at regular meetings.
You'll have a table in the waiting room, and you'll say, oh, you know, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'm a mentor. You know, I'm going to be involved, and, you know, if you have any questions, here's my number. And
I could tell them, like, snacks.
That's new mentor Aralise Marquez, James and Veronica's mother, who lost 20 pounds herself by helping her children eat better and exercise more. She's become something of a nutrition evangelist among her friends.
Like, when the kids get out of school and people cook, oh, let's fry this chicken and make some white rice or hook on habichuela, you know, that's high in calories. You know, why don't you get a little bit of yogurt and a fruit? So do it like that. Could help my mentor families how to change their habit little by little.
And one thing program veterans know is how hard changing habits can be and why it's important not to give up at the first backslide.
Even in school, when you see other people's eating, what do you do? Like, oh my God, I wanted that candy, mommy.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted that candy. We're so bad, mommy. But oh my God, I have to think about it.
Like Snickers.
Oh. I used to look at myself and be like, okay, I'm fat, I'm ugly. What am I supposed to do?
Marie Angeli Robles is a teenager with diabetes. She used to weigh 200 pounds. Her mother had to push her to take part in the clinic, but she did it and lost 25 pounds. Both of them are now mentors.
Hardest part for me is like eat small portions. I eat candy once in a while. A little lollipop and this and that. In school, I get tempted to eat candy, but I just turn my back on it.
In addition to the occasional pep talk, mentors are supposed to check in with their families by phone, go with them to the gym, or remind them of appointments. Of course, the system doesn't always work. The health center tried to organize a group walk through Holyoke in the spring, but out of the dozen families who were invited, only one showed up. That could have been due to poor weather. Regardless, Dr. Vinny Biggs says it's important to keep trying.
The numbers are so great that it will be impossible to keep people enrolled in these programs forever. Turning the trajectory of the epidemic really can only be done by impacting the community.
Which is why the more informal outreach, folded into the social lives of young people like James and Veronica, may be the most useful.
I help one of my friends that he lives in a building, and sometimes I go over there and tell him to play outside with us, football, baseball, or kickball.
I know I have a couple of overweight friends, and I'd be like, you have to come with me. You have to do exercise. Let's walk to the Holyoke Mall, which is like 2-3 mile walk. Oh, no, I never have time for that. So I'm like, what do you eat for breakfast? Oh, I go to McDonald's. Come to my house. I'll make you a fresh breakfast with some veggies and eggs and some good stuff instead of McDonald's.
Veronica is even trying to help a plump 2-year-old she babysits. His mother feeds him junk food.
You know, I take away the junk food, or I'll grab the same chip bag, wash it out, and put apples in it, and the baby will eat it.
Another reason that pediatricians are rooting for this community self-help is economic. most insurers, including Medicaid and Medicare, don't pay enough for intensive weight counseling, something Dr. Biggs is hoping will change with health reform. In the meantime, he's counting on his patients to carry healthy messages to their friends, extended families, and beyond. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.